Now the nation's only satellite radio service, SiriusXM, faces bankruptcy. This comes after these two companies, Sirius and XM, waged a major struggle to get their merger approved. Now the company could file for Chapter 11 as early as next week, and we have more this morning from NPR's David Folkenflik.
The combination of XM and Sirius brought together radio channels for the NFL, Major League Baseball, NPR News, Oprah Winfrey, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and, of course, shock jock Howard Stern, who has a $100 million a year deal. Here was Stern this week, audibly leering at an Australian singer who survived the troubled U.S. Airways flight that landed safely on the Hudson River.
I'm thinking about stuff right now. You got my mind going, baby. Don't mean to make you blush.
SiriusXM is still growing, with nearly 19 million subscribers paying $12.95 each month for 130-plus channels. But the company's debt has ballooned, and its stock price ended yesterday at just 7 cents a share. A $175 million debt payment is due next Tuesday, and SiriusXM doesn't really have the cash. The company did not respond to requests for comment, but back in November, CEO Mel Karmazin told investors the February payment was very much on his mind.
We are hopeful and confident of shortly announcing refinancing of that tranche.
But that credit is hard to come by. EchoStar, the owner of the satellite TV Dish Network, has bought up a lot of SiriusXM debt and appears to be making a play to take over the company. But Karmazin seems to be trying to avoid that. According to the New York Times, SiriusXM executives are preparing a bankruptcy filing. Listeners might not notice much difference, though those pricey contracts with Stern and the sports leagues might require renegotiating. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.